At the moment of ascension, Jesus spoke to his disciples, to his apostles, about the kingdom of God. It means kingdom of peace, generosity, mercy, and love. This is the kingdom of God, peace, generosity, love, mercy. The apostles asked Jesus, when the kingdom of Israel will come? And the kingdom of Israel means a king, ministries, power, honors, army, and so on. The speech of Jesus and the speech of apostles were totally different. The apostles didn't understand Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Don't worry, I'm sending you the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will enlighten you." When Jesus rose, when Jesus sent them the Holy Spirit, the apostles changed totally. They understood well Jesus. With the Holy Spirit, they could understand why God wanted to become a man. Only with the Holy Spirit. With the Holy Spirit, they understood the life of Jesus. They understood the Last Supper. They understood the cross. They understood the resurrection. All that with the Holy Spirit. Understanding Jesus, they could understand God the Father of Jesus. Then they understood the Holy Spirit, Jesus, Son of God, and the Father. They understood what we now, since the second century, call the Trinity. The name Trinity was applied to God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, by an author very important of the second century, Tertulliano. But the apostles understood well Father, Son, Holy Spirit. For us it's the same. Now we are realizing a liturgy. What is a liturgy? A liturgy, the only goal, the only purpose of the liturgy is that every one of us, but everyone, not we, every one of us could reach Jesus, could speak to him, dialogue, understand his presence, understand his pardon, understand his life inside my life. This is the purpose of the liturgy. But Jesus is not here. The ascension is in God. How Jesus is here, not physically, but really, is here because of the action, of the work, of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit works in that manner that Jesus, who is in heavens, the God, Jesus will be present here, and I can speak with him, to him, he can speak to me, I can dialogue with him, I can have his pardon, his generosity, I can become generous with the others. Here is present. Before the consecration, I will say some words that are essential. Essential. I will say, Father, send your Spirit, the Holy Spirit, upon these gifts, the bread and the wine, that they may become for us the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Without that, he's nothing here. Be sure, it's a good meeting, not more, not more. Only with the Holy Spirit, that bread, that wine, will become the presence, not physically, real presence of Jesus, the body and blood of Jesus. Only with the Holy Spirit. Paul wrote, nobody can say Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, without the presence in him of the Holy Spirit. With the Holy Spirit, I can say Jesus is the Lord. Without Holy Spirit, no. Then, today, we have to experience the presence of the Holy Spirit. With the presence of the Holy Spirit, the presence of Jesus. And through Jesus, to go to God the Father. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.